some ways, I'm never happier or never more at home than in transit at an airport.
I've always thought the world is divided into people who either love airports, just love being in them, like the energy and the feeling that you could go anywhere in the world, and people who just see them as way stations to get through as quickly as possible. I guess you're the former.
That's right. I am the former. I mean, I completely understand. And after a long flight, I get where they're coming from. Absolutely. But I think there is a promise of change and alternatives. Just looking at the departure board, especially at a busy international airport, reading the international destinations, whether it's Tokyo, Rome, Zurich, Taipei, Sydney, and just sensing that within a few hours, you can board a craft that will, in a day or so, land you up in a culture and a continent so different from your own. It's the opposite of mundane. It's the opposite of routine. It's an invitation to dream.
It makes me think of Harry Potter's world in a way. There are all these portals. And at the same time, each of these magical little doorways could take you to another continent, even another whole different culture. And they're all just kind of lined up there. And at the same time, it's the ultimate in modern technology, right?
That's right. It definitely is a magical door. And the technology is impressive, too. I think, there's a lot of gender division around this technology. I think a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women just can't understand what's so impressive.